40 million Americans received unemployment benefits last year. Now, many are getting a tax bill. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the first day of March. Thanks for being with us. It is a first. All Apple stores opened for business today. In a major reversal, Wall Street was way up on the day's trade. Wind power was a big thing a week ago in Texas. Today, it's the UK. Speaking of Texas, bankruptcy is brewing. Time is ticking for the COVID-19 relief bill. Have you heard about the wealth tax? You will today. The Wall Street Report, the fate of 15, and the interview is with Representative Raz Smith on worker safety and more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pisan. Yes, it is. It is Monday, the first day of March 2021. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks so much for listening. Well, it is a stunning number. Some 40 million Americans received unemployment benefits last year. Many of them, fewer than 40%, had income taxes withheld from their benefit check. And now? Well, now they face a tax bill. The Washington Post today is reporting that millions of Americans are learning for the first time that unemployment compensation is treated just like ordinary income, and so it's taxed. These same unemployed Americans are now looking at tax bills that range from a few $100 to several $1,000s, depending on how long they were unemployed. Imagine being without work and then, when it comes to tax time, learning that you now have yet another unexpected bill to pay. There was some hope among the unemployed that Congress would eliminate taxes on unemployment income. However, that provision failed to make it into the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill that was passed on Saturday by the House. However, some in Congress are working toward finding a way to cut the tax bills down, even just by a bit. Well, it's a welcome sign. Today we learned that all of Apple's 270 stores in the United States open for business. According to CNBC, it's the first time that all U.S. stores are open since Apple started closing stores in response to the pandemic last spring. Now, to be sure, not all Apple stores in the U.S. are fully open for walk-in customers to go inside and browse around. However, customers should check Apple's website before heading to their store, just in case it's appointment only or services limited in some other ways. Well, if what goes up must come down, then conversely, what goes down must come up? Well, that's what happened today on Wall Street as investors moved away from inflation worries and moved the major markets back into the green. Very green, by the way. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. If you were paying attention to the power outage story a week ago in Texas, you know that some politicians there were blaming solar and wind power for causing the outages. That, by the way, was not true. What was true is that Texas chose not to winterize their grid. Well, today there is yet another power story, and this one comes from the United Kingdom, where the Triton Knoll offshore wind farm will be able to power the equivalent of more than 800,000 homes in the UK once the process is operational. CNBC is reporting that the development is using 9.5-megawatt turbines from Danish firm Vestas. On its website, Triton Knoll has described the Vestas turbines as, quote, among the most powerful operating anywhere in the world, capable of energizing a typical UK household for more than 29 hours with just a single turn of the blades, end quote. Remarkable. And the North Sea, where the turbines are located, has some of the more brutal winter weather in the region. But our bet is that those turbines won't freeze. Meanwhile, in a related story, CBS is reporting that the largest and oldest power cooperative in Texas is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Why? Well, they're citing last month's winter storm that left millions of state residents without power. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, which serves 16 distribution member co-ops that cater to more than 1.5 million Texans, said today that it has accumulated $2.1 billion in bills during the severe cold that hit Texas between February 13 and 19. The company said in a press release today that it was, quote, a financially robust, stable economy with a clear vision for its future and a strong A to AAA credit rating, end quote. But then, well, then came a $2.1 billion bill. Brazos said it received excessively high invoices from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas for collateral and for purporting cost of electric service. The invoices totaled $2.1 billion, and they are required to be paid within days. That's because, as a cooperative, Brazos' costs are passed through to its members and retail consumers served by its members. Brazos decided that, quote, it cannot and will not foist this catastrophic financial event on the members and then the consumers. And so it's off to Chapter 11 for protection. Brazos' bankruptcy filing is likely to be the first of many stemming from the winter storm, according to energy analysts. Most Texans are on a fixed price plan, according to the state's Public Utility Commission, in which a customer pays a predetermined set amount for each bit of electricity that they use. While the U.S. Senate and House debate the future of the massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, there's a real hard stop facing millions of Americans if action doesn't move forward. Approximately 11.4 million Americans will be cut off from receiving unemployment benefits between March 14 and April 11 if Congress fails to pass the measure. Market Watch is reporting that as the deadline nears, it's inevitable that some of these Americans will experience a lapse in benefits, regardless of if or when lawmakers pass legislation to reinstate those benefits. Some 12 million Americans almost faced a similar fate at the end of last year, when Democratic and Republican lawmakers faced and finalized a stimulus package that was ultimately signed into law on December 27. Meanwhile, today, Senate Democrats unveiled a new wealth tax proposal, which would impose a 2% wealth tax on American households with net worths over $50 million. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who has long been a proponent of the wealth tax, introduced the Ultra Millionaire Tax Act with Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington and Representative Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania. According to a press release, the bill would create a fairer economy without raising taxes on the 99.95% of households with net worths below $50 million. It would create a 2% tax on households with net worths between $50 million and $1 billion, along with a 1% annual surtax or 3% overall tax on households with net worths over $1 billion. Bond markets calmed today, and Wall Street came back from the brink. For several weeks, the advance in government bond yields gave investors pause to worry about inflation. Those worries were stemmed today as U.S. stocks surged, giving the S&P 500 the best day in nearly 9 months. The broad index rose by over 90 points to close at 3901. Meanwhile, the Dow 30 Industrials rose by over 603 points to end the trade at 31,535, and the NASDAQ, with all of its tech stocks, roared back, up by over 396 points to close at 13,588. Tech stocks Apple and Tesla surged by more than 5% today, while Amazon tacked on 1.7%. And finally, there is this. Senate Democrats jettisoned a plan to tax companies unless they raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, meaning the chamber will vote on the $1.9 trillion stimulus package without the increase. The move follows earlier opposition by the Senate parliamentarian to including the wage provision in what is a budget reconciliation process. But the House passed the bill with the increase this past Saturday. If the Senate passes the measure without it, the bill could face opposition by House liberals in a final vote. What does the bill contain? Well, payments of $1,400 to most individuals, a $400 per week unemployment supplement through August 29, $25 billion for assistance in covering rent payments, $170 billion for K-12 schools and higher education institutions to cover reporting costs and aid to students, among other billions of dollars for COVID-19 testing and vaccine distribution. Well, stay with us, because coming up, and just a click away, Iowa House member Representative Roz Smith of Waterloo is in to talk about the legislation he's proposing that would enhance safety for Iowa workers. We talk about that and why business groups should support a host of incentives that would increase productivity, profit, and enhance Iowa as a place to live and work. Representative Roz Smith, coming up next.